Today is Wednesday, November 24th. We're sharing what you need to know if you're planning to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday, from the best times to drive to the expected weather and much more, and why gas prices might drop by Christmas and why that's controversial. Plus, which celebrity is going to space next? Who was nominated for the most Grammys this year? And which stores are going to be open or closed for last-minute Thanksgiving shopping or holiday deals? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For a lot of Americans, today kicks off a busy Thanksgiving weekend. AAA put out a report that says nearly 53.5 million people plan to travel over the next few days. That's a 13% increase from last year, and it brings the total number of travelers close to pre-pandemic levels. But that means you can expect to see a lot of long lines at airports, traffic on the roads, and train tickets sold out. If you plan on flying, TSA has one suggestion: get to the airport early. Security lines could take longer than usual to get through. You might also notice full parking garages and extra busy gate agents. Oh, and don't forget to pack your mask. They are still mandatory in all airports for everyone older than 2 years old. For all the drivers out there, you should expect traffic, especially in those big metro areas. AAA says roads will be the most congested in New York City, Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, and Los Angeles. In those places, people are likely to deal with more than 3 times the usual delays. But if you want to avoid some of that traffic, AAA and INRIX Analytics came up with some of the best times to travel. Today, that's after 9 o'clock p.m. local time. And for the next 4 days, it's probably best to get on the road by 11 a.m. at the latest. And don't forget to check the weather forecast. Most Americans are getting pretty lucky with mild weather today, but there could be some snow in the Rocky Mountain states like Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. And a lot of the country, from Texas to Maine, will likely get rain on Thanksgiving tomorrow. The Pacific Northwest is also in for off and on rain all weekend. Another thing you'll probably notice if you're taking a road trip this holiday: high gas prices. They're up 61% from this time last year, but there could be some relief coming soon. This week, President Biden told the Energy Department to release 50 million barrels of crude oil from the country's emergency reserves. China, India, Japan, Korea, and the UK will also tap into their reserves. It's a coordinated effort specifically meant to drive down fuel prices. Not everyone is on board, though. Critics say the reserve is meant for emergencies and to protect America's energy security, not to help people save a few bucks at the pump. And oil companies say the better, more long-term solution would be to focus on pumping more oil. Either way, the reserve oil will not be helping in time for the Thanksgiving rush. It will actually be a couple weeks before the barrels hit the market. But it's expected to give Americans at least some relief at the pump in time for Christmas and New Year's. Then the White House says it will restock the reserve oil in the next few years. In a groundbreaking case, an Ohio jury decided to hold big-name pharmacies accountable for the opioid crisis. It said Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart recklessly distributed pain pills, playing a hand in overdose deaths. This was the first verdict for pharmacy companies involving the opioid crisis, so it could set a precedent for thousands of similar lawsuits still working their way through the courts. In this case, lawyers for the local governments who sued say pharmacies turned a blind eye to countless red flags about suspicious opioid orders. And because of that, pills ended up in the wrong hands. But the pharmacy chain's lawyers say their clients were not at fault. They say it was doctors who controlled how many pills were prescribed, and that when pharmacists had concerns, they told authorities like they're supposed to. Now, CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart all say they will appeal. If the verdict does stand, a judge will decide how much the pharmacies will have to pay. Remember that far-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia that turned violent? It happened in 2017, but just this week, a jury decided the organizers are responsible for counter-protesters getting hurt. To recap, hundreds of members of white nationalist, neo-Nazi, and militia groups from around the U.S. came together that weekend for a torchlight march and so-called Unite the Right event. Counter-protesters showed up too, and they clashed with those groups. Dozens of people were hurt, and one woman died when a self-described neo-Nazi drove into a crowd. Well, several people who got hurt that weekend sued, saying they suffered physical or emotional trauma because of what the organizers had planned. But those organizers argued they had a legal permit for their rally, and they blamed the deadly violence solely on the driver who hit people with his car. But in this civil case, jurors sided with the counter-protesters, saying the organizers did conspire to commit violence. So those who sued should get about $26 million in damages. A man who spent more than 4 decades in prison for crimes he didn't commit is going to be home for Thanksgiving. A judge exonerated Kevin Strickland this week. And with that, he walked out of prison for the first time in 43 years. That makes this one of the longest wrongful conviction cases in American history. Strickland was 18 when he and three other people were arrested for a deadly shooting in Kansas City, Missouri. Just months later, two of those men who admitted to the shooting swore Strickland was not with them. And years later, the one witness who testified against Strickland at his trial recanted her testimony, saying she felt pressured by detectives and believed she sent the wrong person to prison. So prosecutors started reviewing Strickland's conviction. And even though the Missouri Attorney General's office insisted he got a fair trial, a judge sided with Strickland. And now that he's a free man, Strickland says he has two things he needs to see: his mother's grave, since she died a few months ago, and then the ocean, which he's never seen before, at least not in person. More news is just ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. While we want to believe the holidays are a joyous time, that's not always the case. It can be a difficult season for many people, from just the stress of managing everything holiday-related to strained family relationships to missing loved ones no longer with us. Whether it feels big or small, there's no reason you need to deal with it alone. BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and much more. And if you're ever not happy with yours, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. You always connect in a private online environment. Whether you're texting, talking on the phone, or connecting on a video call, it's secure and confidential and helpful. It's even more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/newsworthy. Samsung just announced its largest U.S. investment ever, a new $17 billion chip-making facility, as in the computer chips or semiconductors that help power everything from smartphones to game consoles to cars. There's been a global shortage of these chips, so now more manufacturers are investing a lot of money to try to deal with this. And Samsung is joining the list. Yes, Samsung is not only the largest maker of electronic devices, it's also the world's largest chip maker by revenue. And while the company is based in South Korea, the new plant will be in Taylor, Texas. It's just outside Austin. The new location is expected to create as many as 10,000 construction jobs, and then Samsung says the facility itself will create about 2,000 high-tech jobs. Construction is set to start early next year. A first-of-its-kind mission launched this morning with the hopes of answering this question: can NASA save humanity by nudging an asteroid out of the way if it were headed straight for Earth? It's called the DART mission, short for Double Asteroid Redirection Test, and it means NASA will crash a spacecraft into an asteroid on purpose. Of course, the asteroid is not actually a threat to Earth right now, since this is just a test. Now that the DART spacecraft has launched, it'll spend nearly a year traveling to an asteroid system more than 6.5 million miles away before crashing into its target at a speed of 15,000 miles per hour. Then it's wait and see. Will the collision slightly deflect the space rock as expected? A smaller spacecraft will be along for the ride to hang back and take photos. Good Morning America co-host and NFL Hall of Famer Michael Strahan is going to the edge of space next month. Yep, he's catching a free ride on a Blue Origin flight, which is the rocket company Jeff Bezos founded. And Strahan will not be going up alone. This flight will mark the first time Blue Origin will have a full flight. All six seats will be filled. The daughter of the first American in space and the fifth man on the moon is going up for free, too, along with four paying passengers. Laura Shepard Churchley is the daughter of Alan Shepard. And the Blue Origin spacecraft they'll be on, the new Shepard, is named after him. The flight itself will only last 10 minutes, but it's enough to give them the experience of weightlessness for part of it. The mission is set for December 9th. Some of the most popular musicians in the world were nominated for Grammys this week. The nominations came out yesterday, and already a lot of people are debating who's most deserving of the awards and who got snubbed. Jazz and R&B artist Jon Batiste scored the most nominations, 11. Other top nominees include Justin Bieber, Her, and Doja Cat. They each got 8 nods. Billie Eilish and Olivia Rodrigo got 7 nods each. It's also worth noting, rapper Jay-Z was nominated for 3 awards, making him the most Grammy-nominated artist in history. He's now been nominated for a total of 83 Grammys throughout his career, and he's won 23 of them. The 64th Annual Grammy Awards will air Monday, January 31st on CBS. Macy's iconic Thanksgiving Day Parade is back this year. Last year's parade was not really a parade because of the pandemic. The route was just one block, not as many people were allowed to take part, and the public was not allowed to watch in person. But this year, most things are back to normal, with a 2.5-mile route, 15 giant character balloons, 28 floats, and large crowds. Yes, people can come watch again this year, and as usual, you can watch on TV too. NBC is the official broadcaster of the event. Well, this Friday is Native American Heritage Day. The holiday is meant to encourage all Americans to honor the rich culture, tradition, and history of Native Americans. That said, some Native Americans say the holiday takes a backseat to Thanksgiving and competes with Black Friday. But others call it a good first step and encourage people to observe the holiday, hoping it becomes more widely recognized. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. The holidays are all about coming together with loved ones and taking an active role in creating the magic of the season. Yes, you could buy things like ornaments, for example, but isn't building your own so much more fun and rewarding? This year, KiwiCo wants to invite you and your family to make the holidays a little less prepackaged and a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. Our family has loved getting KiwiCo crates in the mail. We continue to get new, exciting, and high-quality toys that were chosen by the experts for my son's specific age and development. And I already have KiwiCo on my gift list for my niece, who is several years older than my son, and I know she will especially love getting mail that is just for her. She'll also love KiwiCo's real engineering, science, and art projects each month. This holiday, don't just teach kids how to buy. Teach them how to build. Give them a gift of a hands-on holiday with a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate a love for hands-on learning all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Work Wednesday. A lot of retail workers are getting tomorrow off, and that means last-minute ingredients for your Thanksgiving feast might be hard to come by. Walmart, Costco, and Trader Joe's will be closed, and Target says it's not just this year, it's going to keep its stores closed on Thanksgiving Day from now on. It's not just grocery stores either. Best Buy, Home Depot, Macy's, Kohl's, Petco, and many more are shutting down for the holiday. So where can you go if you need something in a pinch? CVS, Walgreens, and Dollar General are among the stores that will be open. Some Whole Foods and Kroger stores will also be open, but it depends on the location. After Thanksgiving, Black Friday is still expected to be busy. Best Buy, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Kohl's are opening at 5 a.m. Macy's will open at 6 and Target at 7. If you want to avoid the crowds, don't worry. Most deals are available both in stores and online. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We are off tomorrow and Friday to enjoy Thanksgiving with our families, but we'll be back this weekend with a special edition Saturday episode. And of course, we'll have your next news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great long holiday weekend.